Hola, soy Pilar Ortiz. I'm Pilar Ortiz. I'm the author of The A to Z of Spanish Culture. For the blog, for the ebook, and just for more information, oh, and a Twitter account, please visit atozofspanishculture.com. Enjoy! S is for sobremesa y siesta. S is for sobremesa, that wonderful long conversation that takes place at the table during dessert, coffee, and over a chupito, a bit of liqueur, or copa, an alcoholic drink. It is not uncommon for lunches to go on and on during the weekend. Sobremesas can become rowdy, especially if the conversation goes into any of the three forbidden conversation topics: football, politics, or religion. The Spanish are likely to have strong views on one or all of these topics, and unless you feel like having a passionate debate, they are best left alone. Lunch in Spain can take forever. It is not uncommon to take 2 hours for lunch. You can still observe this in most cities, where shops close between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. in order to give time for one to go home, cook a nice meal, and then have a siesta, our other S. So, if you're visiting a Spanish city, make sure you don't leave your shopping for after lunch, or you might be disappointed, unless you're visiting large department stores. This tradition is gradually changing in the bigger cities, but closing small shops during siesta time continues to be the norm. If you're in a busy area, you will have trouble finding a table at a popular restaurant from 2 o'clock. Most Spaniards lunch between 2 and 3 p.m. and leave the office at lunchtime. It is uncommon to find Spaniards having a sandwich at their desk. Bars and cafeterias offer a range of bocadillos, French bread sandwiches, platos combinados, mixed plates, and menús del día, menu of the day. With a menú del día, you can have a decent portion of starter or primer plato, a second dish, dessert or coffee and a drink, all usually for around 8 euro. Not bad, eh? No wonder the Spanish are not that much into snacking on chocolate bars or bags of crisps. The lunch provides enough nourishment for the afternoon. The danger of a big lunch is, of course, that it might send you off to sleep into that very well-known phenomenon called siesta.
Pepe, no me dejes.
María, tengo que dejarte porque ahora mismo he decidido que me voy de España.
Pepe, no.
Puedes
dejarme.
Es la última decisión que voy a tomar en esta vida que te va a afectar. Sí, sí. Ay, me julio. Oh, cago en la leche. ¿Qué será ahora?
Please don't phone a Spanish household between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m., especially during the weekend, as you might well wake up the granny who has fallen asleep reading a book, or the teenager who got home at 5 in the morning, or the adults who need to catch up on their sleep or simply give in to that drowsy feeling that creeps in after a good meal. Although during the week you are more likely to find any siesta takers snoozing in front of the TV, as the ever-popular culebrones send them off to sleep. During the summer, the siesta provides a wonderful filler for those times of the day where you just can't get anything done because the heat is too much. Those out in the street will seek refuge inside stores equipped with air conditioning. Those on the street will seek the shade. Those at home will put the blinds down to prevent the heat from entering the house. To give in to sleep at that time is to avoid an uncomfortable time of the day. Of course, S is also for sangria, that wonderful refreshing drink that can be finished off during the sobremesa and help to entice the siesta. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please make sure you visit www.atozofspanishculture.com. Adios!